Many questions submitted by Council Vision. We also have an update on a previous question. Can I ask Ben to give us an update on the life school?
Absolutely, Chairman. Thank you. Members, you will remember at the committee before last I was asked where we were as an authority in relation to the scheme before us for Rye School. We were recently in the High Court on that application and we objected to an application for permission to judicially review the Council's decision. We were successful on that occasion and therefore permission was refused. And since that date, the time within which an appeal can be lodged against that decision has passed, and I have not been notified that an appeal has been lost. And therefore, I sit before you today, as confident as I can be, that permission to bring the judicial review has failed. So the application remains, remains having been granted by the authority, and that now stands.
Thank you very much. We have a number of folks in from Council of the Sarah, you might ask those.
Thank you, yes. We received written questions from Council of the prior to the meeting. Any that you haven't cited these, I will read the question followed by the officer's response. Question one, in light of the 1,220 claims being granted for the Outland Planning Commission in Amblewood Drive East Ward, including Rosemary Vineyard, Pinkers, and Hope Grove, Westridge, forthcoming applications for Nicholson Road Industrial or Commercial Development, the publication of the recent Rye Town Centre predisposition paper, the pending Island Plan Review, does any application for 10 or more houses now cost you overdevelopment? Right East and Wallbury Wards, and if not, why not? The response provided by officers is as follows. Officers recognise that a number of developments have been approved recently in this area. However, as outlined, cannot be counted as part of the council's required five-year land supply currently. There is still a need for housing in this area and across the island as a whole. The town council paper, as referenced, does not hold any weight in planning terms and can therefore not be a material consideration in decision making. All applications must be considered on their individual merits, and it should be noted that any housing numbers are not ceilings, and as the council has failed to achieve delivery in accordance with the required targets over many years, we would have very little justification to turn an application on other approvals and simply could not do this. The second question being, can the head of planning confirm whether any planning applications proposed will proceed for five or more houses are being discussed or are pending submission or have been submitted on any land that constitutes Rye East Ward or wards that border Rye East and brackets therefore affect the roads within Rye East close brackets. The opposite answer being, we are unable to provide this information as any pre-application discussions are commercially confidential. Any application which has been submitted will appear on the weekly list provided to all members. Question three. What is the current position of Hardcourt Sand Development, which borders Rye East brackets Ashton Park, close brackets, sorry, Ashton Park, apologies, since developers withdrew? The answer being, the existing landowner has commenced development and as such has secured permission. And is in discussions with alternative developers to see whether they can bring the scheme forward. Officers have had a number of meetings with them in this regard. Question four, are there any specific discussions or proposals for any further house building planning applications in regard to land known as Westbridge Farm, land and Abbey Fields? In brackets, land that can be entered from Morwood, Bullen Road and Hapley Roads, close brackets. Other than the existing proposed 18 houses for planning permission. In answer to that question, as outlined above, officers cannot currently provide information on what land is subject to pre-application discussions. However, the SHLAR will be published with the draft climate planning strategy by the 30th of November. We do not currently have any applications on this site or land. Okay,
thank you. Can I have that copy of the answer?
Yeah, we'll With that, there are no other questions, so I'll call the meeting to a close.